Wall with the double, joining Jordan Davis to help force that turnover.
Overall, Wisconsin's done a good job just containing Kolek so far.
Inbounds pass to Klesman against Mitchell in the backcourt. 6-point lead, Wisconsin, with 9:05 to play. Klesman starts the offense now for the Badgers, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell finds a cutting Klesman low on the right, goes up and out, no good. Rebound, Cam Jones. Now Kolek, left side of the front court, throws to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck, out by Davis in the lane. Jones gliding up, missed, but a foul. And he is one athletic young man, and Cam Jones will go to the foul line for two shots. Jordan Davis with his third foul. Cam Jones back to the foul line, where he is one of three today. Came in 10 of 14 for the season. 18 points this afternoon. 8:48 to play, 61-55 Wisconsin. And the left-hander with the first free throw, it's good.
Jones has really blossomed, and he's a scorer this year. He averaged a little over 7 points a year ago. He's at, I believe, a Mr. Basketball in the state of Tennessee, wasn't he?
Yep, yes, sir. Out of Memphis.
Class A, D2 star.
Gilmore in, Davis out. Second free throw for Cam Jones is good. He has 20. 61-57 Wisconsin with 8:48 remaining. Inbounds pass to Klesman against Mitchell. One-on-one in the backcourt. Klesman gets it across to the right side. He'll throw to Crowell between the circles. Crowell dribbles to the right wing. Dribble handoff to Klesman. Leaves it for a siege in right corner. Into Crowell. Low on the right. Up around Kolek, and the layup is good. Steven Crowell makes it 63-57 Wisconsin with 8:25 remaining. Cam Jones on the left side off the Iguodaro screen. Loose off the left wing in the lane. Lost his balance. Lost the ball, but tapped it to Prosper. Kept it alive. And now Kolek gathers near half court. Iguodaro hands it back to Kolek. Got around to Sejan. Bobbles. And he got hip checked by a Sejan, I think. And if so, that's going to be four. Four fouls on Connor Sejan. And now Greg Gard's going to have to get him as Jordan Davis ready to check back in with 8:13 remaining.
It really hurts, obviously, when you don't have Chucky Hepburn, when you lose a scorer like Asija for any length of time.
Tyler Kolek, 14 of 17 at the free throw line. Both teams with 9 fouls. This is a 1-1 for Kolek. He has 4 points, and the 1-1 is good. 63-58 Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play. How can the Badgers find a way without Chucky Hepburn and with the Sejan on the bench with 4 fouls? Second attempt airborne and good for Kolek. As Marquette's back within 4, David Joplin in for Stevie Mitchell. 63-59 Wisconsin. And Marquette ready to apply full court pressure. Carter Gilmore will throw it in. David Joplin, 6'7 sophomore, in Gilly's face. Carter shuffles left. Gets it into Crowell. He'll flip to Tyler Wall against Omax Prosper. Everybody else drops back. Wall sends it across half court for Klesman. And a catch near the midstripe against Cam Jones. A feed for Wall on the left wing. A bump from Crowell. Wall gives it up to Klesman between the circles. Marquette extending again. Shot clock at 10. Gilmore on the right side. Gilmore puts it on the deck on the right wing. Backing into the lane. Out the wall for 3 on the left side. Off the rim, no. Rebound tip. Cam Jones has it for Marquette with 7:40 to play. 63-59 Wisconsin. Cam Jones high on the left. Throwing to Iguodaro at the top of the circle. A handoff to Kolek. Left lane line. The drive in traffic. Up and out. No good. Off the glass and rim. It somehow fell off. Badgers clear the rebound with 7:25 remaining, up 4. Klesman through the midcourt logo. A high screen from Gilmore. Klesman, little hesitation dribble in the lane. Up in traffic, no chance. Gilmore crashing up. No, but a foul. Oh, good work by Carter Gilmore. He'll go to the free throw line when play continues. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now ready to throw to a commercial break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 7 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 63, Marquette 59. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
With the Badgers means lots of close games. We got another one unfolding this afternoon. 7 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 63, Marquette 59.
And this is a situation where an unsung member of this roster has a chance to help. It's Carter Gilmore. He's going to be taking a free throw when play resumes. I mean, right now, Wisconsin can't afford to squander any scoring opportunities. Without Chucky Hepburn, for sure, and with Connor Asijan nursing his fourth personal foul on the bench.
Badgers strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder has been kind of going back and forth between the locker room area and the Badger bench area. We still haven't seen Chucky yet. Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, now on his way from the bench area. We assume back in the locker room. Five on the floor for Wisconsin. Crowell, Wall, Gilmore, Davis, and Klesman. Carter Gilmore got a big offensive rebound. He'll be at the foul line. He's attempted but one free throw through these first seven games of the season.
And during his career at Wisconsin, he's 4 of 8 from the stripe.
Badgers in the double bonus. First free throw for Gilly on the way, and it rattles out no good. 4-point lead, Wisconsin, 7:15 remaining. Chucky Hepburn now makes his way back to the Badgers bench area. Bouncing around behind the bench, see if he might be able to give it a go. Second free throw, Gilmore, no good. Rebound, Igodaro for Marquette. 7:10 to play, Tyler Kolick. They throw to Igodaro, top of the circle, hands it to Kolick. Penetrating, left lane line, stops mid-post, sends to Joplin. Joplin to the line, Joplin down the lane, to the rim, layup good. And it's a two-point game, 63-61 Wisconsin. And Cam Jones with a foul of Klesman. We're trying to jump that inbounds pass. Jones fouling Max, who will shoot two. It's a first foul on Cam Jones. Both teams in the double bonus with 6:56 remaining. 63-61 Wisconsin.
They're kind of conditioned to play defense that way. And you can hear in the background now a little reaction to Chucky Hepburn reporting to the scorer's table.
Just as I get a text giving me the heads up that he may be ready to come back. And Klesman shooting two, and the first is good. And Klesman in, or excuse me, Klesman will be at the foul line, made the first. Hepburn back in, Gilmore out. 64-61, Wisconsin, 6 minutes, 56 seconds to play. Second free throw for Max is straight through, 65-61, Wisconsin. And here we go, Cam Jones against Klesman. Right side of the front court, around the Igodaro screen, throwing to Prosper. Gives it to Cam Jones, high on the right. Looks a pass to Igodaro on the right wing. Working against Crowell, Igodaro in the lane, flips it up, low on the left, no good. Wall crashing for the rebound. 6:35 to play, 65-61, Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Here's Tyler Kolick, a bounce for Klesman, high on the right. Klesman darts a pass in the Wall. He'll catch at the right block. Tyler backing left shoulder, goes up and in, low on the right. Wall with 10, 67-61 Wisconsin, 6:18 to play. Prosper, left wing, throws to Jones, high on the left, off the Iguodaro screen, blocked out Klesman, spinning low on the left, Jones up, in, and one. Good hard screen, Jones did the rest. Marquette back within four. Steven Crowell with his third foul.
Jones' ability to get in the paint and create a shot for himself and also draw contacts has been pretty special here.
He really is a gifted player. Stevie Mitchell in for Joplin, 67-63 Wisconsin with 6 minutes 10 seconds to play. 22 points for Cam Jones today, 8 of 11 from the field. He is 3 of 5 at the free throw line. And the free throw's in the air and good. 67-64, Wisconsin. A lot of time left. 6:10 remaining in Milwaukee. Hepburn to the backcourt against Mitchell. Chucky across the line on the left side. Hepburn pounds the dribble. High screen wall. Hepburn drifts to his right. Goes to Crowell. A flip to Klesman on the left wing. Bounce pass to Wall. Tyler left of the lane. Prosper defends. Out to Klesman. Rotates Crowell. Now Hepburn right side. Shot clock is at 5. Hepburn circles up top. Beats Klesman. Deep three. Left side. Air ball out of bounds to Marquette. With 5:38 to play. 67-64 Wisconsin. And now Cam Jones will bring it up for Marquette. He's 3 out of 5 from long range as well as Jones. Getting it done at all levels here this afternoon. Kolick on the left side. Kolick to the wing. Hepburn defends. Around an Iguodaro screen. A pass for Mitchell. Rotates to Prosper for 3 in the tie. It's off the back iron. No good. Klesmith the rebound for Wisconsin with 5:18 remaining. 67-64 Wisconsin. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky drives. Little kick to Klesman on the left side. Going to Crowell, top of the circle. Takes the hand off to Wall. Crowell pivots. Loops it to Hepburn on the right wing. Turns it through Wall near the right corner. Tyler Wall with 10 to shoot. Wall against Prosper. A double for Iguodaro. Turning baseline is Wall. Pinned inside. Pass deflected. And Prosper comes up. And he was clipped, if you will, by Klesman. Foul on Max will be his third. And we'll go to the other end for 2 shots with 4:54 remaining. That double team caused the problem. Wall got himself in a tough spot.
And they are so quick to double, too. That's their whole game. It's trapping the ball, isn't it?
Wisconsin guilty of 12 turnovers in this game. Connor Assegin will be checking in momentarily. Keep in mind, he'll be coming back into the game with 4 fouls. 67-64 Wisconsin with 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Max Prosper, 1 of 2 at the line this afternoon. 69% for the season. First free throw is good. He's now 2 of 3 today as Klesmet will sit down. Assegin back in. 67-65 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Prosper. 6'8 redshirt sophomore from Montreal. Transfer from Clemson. Prosper eyes the rim. Free throw on the way, and it's good. 67-66 Wisconsin. They're on their feet here at Fiserv Forum. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. In the backcourt against Mitchell, a throw to Wall. Front court between the arcs. Leaves it for Hepburn again. Chucky gets it inside to Crowell. Left of the lane. Back out to Hepburn. Chucky to the line. Chucky in the lane. Leans, shoots. Back rim, no. Rebound. Back tap to Jordan Davis. Second chance for Wisconsin. Wall puts it on the deck against Prosper. Tyler slips, falls down, throws to Crowell. Good work by Wall to keep the possession alive. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn at the midcourt logo. A bump from Crowell. Chucky glides. Behind the back pass, Crowell. Open three, straight on. No good. Rebound to Assegin. Connor in the lane. His pass deflected. Got back to Connor. Throwing to Wall on the right side. Another chance for the Badgers. Up 1 with 4:10 remaining. And Wall backs it out near half court. Prosper digs in defensively. High screen from Crowell. Wall to the top. 5 to shoot. Wall rocks the dribble. 2 to shoot. Wall spins low on the right. Up. No tip. No tip again. No. Try again. No. Jordan Davis got tied up inside. And the arrow to Marquette. Oh, you missed the no-footers. They can haunt you. And it'll be Marquette ball at the under 4 media timeout. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 3:53 remaining. Wisconsin 67, Marquette 66. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections, or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
7 Marquette 66.
Man, on that extended possession by Wisconsin, I counted unofficially five missed shots. Five. Chucky, Hepburn, Crowell, Wall, and Davis, two little tips at the rim.
All those no-footers. Marquette with a chance to grab the lead. As we go down to the end again between these two proud programs, and the inbounds pass to Cam Jones. And here we go. Jones will slow jog it through the center circle. Glides off of the right side. Connor is siege and defending. He's out there with four fouls. Jones, so off the left side. Mitchell almost walked. Gets it back out front. Jones again. These are for Iguodaro off the right elbow. Hands off to Prosper. Flips to Iguodaro in the lane. Pushed it up and no, but a foul. And again, Marquette trying to operate in the paint. 30 paint points for Marquette. Stephen Crowell just picked up his fourth foul. And also Iguodaro will go to the foul line for two shots with 3:31 remaining.
And he has struggled from the line, as we've pointed out several times today.
Officially 1-for-2. He got a reload on a lane violation earlier this half. He has 7 points, six coming in the first half. First free throw is in the air, and it's no good off the back rim.
With the situation with the season, I'm okay. If he's going to save himself for the offensive end and prevent taking that fifth foul on the defensive end, I'm fine with that.
Second free throw for Iguodaro. It's in the air, and that's no good. Rebound Wall, 67-66 Wisconsin. 3:27 remaining. Chucky Hepburn up the floor against Mitchell. Hepburn throwing to Wall, edge of the center circle. Wall against Prosper. Whips it to Crowell. He's with Iguodaro. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky at the top. Turns it to Davis. Bounce pass Crowell. Right of the lane. Backing his crowd. Draws a double. A throw to Hepburn. Lee feeds Crowell. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky at the top. Four to shoot. Hepburn whips to Asigi. Baseline left of the penetration. Pushed it up. No good. A rebound knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin. With 2:59 to play, too early to review, 67-66 Wisconsin.
Sejan was just scrambling to get a shot off before the clock.
Badgers 9 of 26 in the second half. They were nearly 70% of the first. Inbounds pass to Crowell. They throw it outside the Wall, the left. Goes to Davis, flips it back to Wall. Leaves it for Hepburn, outside left. Wall setting the screen, now slips inside. Hepburn on the dribble, near the left corner. Starts the back, turns baseline, tough jumper, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Iguodaro of Marquette with 2:40 remaining. 67-66 Wisconsin as Marquette again with a chance to take the lead. Kolick on the right side, curls around a screen. Kolick in the lane, darts it out to Prosper for three, left corner. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Hepburn. 2:25 remaining, 67-66 Wisconsin. Who has more left in the tank? Greg Gard's going to take a timeout. And this should be a full timeout, and it is. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to play. Wisconsin 67, Marquette 66. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Two minutes, 19 seconds left here in Milwaukee. It's Wisconsin 67, Marquette 66. Badgers using a timeout. They have two remaining. Marquette has three. It will be Wisconsin ball when play resumes.
Both teams struggling to score from the field. Wisconsin's last made field goal was at 6:22 by Tyler Wall. For Marquette, it was a Cam Jones drive at 6:10. So we've seen a lot of scrambled basketball.
Yeah.
Players diving on the floor for loose balls, shots being contested but not made.
Storylines to watch include foul issues for Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell with 8 points, seven assists, and four fouls. Connor Asigian with 12 points. He, too, has four fouls. The only Golden Eagle with four is Chase Ross, but that's not nothing. He has 8 points in this game. Looks like he will remain on the bench as Marquette comes out with Iguodaro, Cam Jones, Tyler Kolick, Omax Prosper, and Stevie Mitchell. The Badgers have Hepburn, Asigian, Crowell, Tyler Wall, and Jordan Davis. 24 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Sideline right front court, Jordan Davis will inbound. Cam Jones is up on him. Jordan looking. Crowell will catch. Out high, a handoff to Davis. Davis between the circles, left-hand dribble, left of the lane is Davis. Turns it back out to Hepburn, 15 to shoot. Chucky near the center circle. Out of 2:05 to play. Chucky behind the back on the dribble. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn off a Crowell screen. kills the dribble, needs help, finds a Siege, three to shoot, two to shoot, and Kolick ripped it away clean. Here comes Mitchell down the lane all alone. Layup good. Marquette takes the lead for the first time since a minute and a half into the game. 68-67 Marquette with a minute 45 to play. Hepburn left sideline. On the dribble against Mitchell. Wall to screen. Hepburn high on the left. Bounce pass to Wall. Minute 35 to play. Wall left wing. Backing on Prosper. Drawing the double. Wall knocked away. Diving for it. It's Liz. Asijan trying to save. Another Wisconsin turnover. That's 14 of them this afternoon. 126 remaining. 1-point lead Marquette. As Max Klesman will check in for Connor Asijan. Points off turnovers today, 18-9 in favor of Marquette. As the Golden Eagles have erased a 16-point deficit here in the second half. David Joplin will check in for Marquette. Oso Iguodaro sits down. A minute 26 to play, 68-67 Marquette.
The last two possessions, the half-court defense by Marquette's been excellent.
And here comes Cam Jones. Walks it to the front court. Klesman digging in. Jones right side of the lane line. Turns it out to Prosper for three straight away. Short, no good. Jordan Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute 12 to play. 68-67 Marquette. And here comes Chucky to the front court against Mitchell. Hepburn on the left-hand dribble. High screen from Crowell. Chucky continues to pound the rock out between the circles. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin. 101 to play, 16 to shoot, 68-67 Marquette.
Make that point about the half-court D because you always associate with a shock of smart team or full-court pressure turning team over and speeding up an opponent. But in each of those two situations where the Badgers turned it over, it was in the half-court where they kept the ball on the perimeter, kept Wisconsin out of its offense. Asijan was put in a tough spot by Chucky Hepburn. He gave up the ball to Asijan on the right wing side near the sideline. There wasn't much he could do with it as he tried to dribble. He got it poked away, and it led to the run out and basket and lead for the Golden Eagles.
And we'll see what Greg Gard draws up here. Marquette with Shaka Smart, one of those coaches who really emphasizes deflections, a goal of 32 every game. They sit at 31 right now. But the last Badger coach I recall really being open about that was Stu Jackson when he was here. And he's really big into that statistic. And that is a major component to what Shaka Smart wants out of his guys defensively. 17 to shoot, 102 to play as they a second more on the game clock. 68-67 Marquette. Front court sideline right. Inbounding will be Klesman. Max looking, gets it into Crowell. Crowell leaves it for Hepburn in the final minute in Milwaukee. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky high in the left. Hepburn on the dribble. Deep three, left side. Money! Chucky Hepburn cold-blooded. 70-68 Wisconsin. 48 seconds left. Timeout Marquette as Chucky Hepburn doing Chucky Hepburn things again. Badgers up two with 46.8 remaining.
I think he got it on Iguodaro too, didn't he? Who's 6'9". Now, because of his size and his length, he poses some problems. But at the same time, Hepburn was able to get some separation on him for that jumper.
That was deep, and he's hit a couple of deep threes here this afternoon. Marquette still has two timeouts available. The Badgers have one. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. Both teams are in the double bonus. 46.8 seconds to play, 26 to shoot. 70-68, Wisconsin leads Marquette.
You know how challenging it has been for Chucky, who was in such a zone in the first half, and then he's in the locker room for most of the second half, and he comes up with that type of shot in that situation.
When I saw Jim Snyder running out here in this second half, I didn't say anything. I was starting to get cautiously optimistic. Jim Snyder, the strength and conditioning coach, who during these timeouts is doing what he can to just massage. It's like, the hamstring area for Hepburn. You imagine, as you said, just getting yourself, you cool down, you got to get loose, and now it's about staying loose here down the stretch.
This is how a hamstring affected the Final Four in college football last night. Quarterback by the name of Caleb Williams.
Yeah, USC. Big win for Utah. And right now, it's about college basketball and another Wisconsin Marquette Classic. Wall, Crowell, Hepburn, Klesmann, Davis on the floor for Wisconsin. Igodaro, Cam Jones, Tyler Kolick, Max Prosper, and David Joplin for Marquette. Marquette 8-16 from three. Keep that in mind. Badgers 11-23 from distance. Cam Jones, sideline right, front court will inbound.
And the guy inbounding would be the guy I would pay attention to.
He has 23 points to Cam Jones. Inbounds pass to Kolick. He's with Jordan Davis. Kolick high on the right. High screen to Igodaro. Kolick at the free throw line. Kills the dribble. Loops it out to Cam Jones. 17 to shoot. Game clock at 36. Cam Jones spinning. Can't get free. Davis hangs in there. Now Kolick driving on Crowell. Low on the left. Taken, almost taken away by Crowell. Goes inside. Lost the ball. Getting it back. Low on the right. Going up. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette on a scramble play with six on the shot clock. Well, that was Klesmann who got a hand in there. And they may review this just to make sure that it was, in fact, last touch by Wisconsin. 26.5 on the game clock, 70-68. Wisconsin.
It was Tyler Wall who first poked it away on the drive in the paint, and then a little scramble under the rim. Coaches always talk about those 50-50s and how they determine the outcome of close games.
Oh,
don't they?
Yeah, right. Ball on the floor was last touched by Wisconsin. Replay review in progress. Jeffrey Anderson, James Breeding, Bert Smith, your officiating crew here today. It will remain Marquette ball. Six on the shot clock. It's Tyler Kolick. Baseline left will inbound. Here we go. Hepburn will be in his face. Kolick looking. And looking. Hits it into Igodaro. Back out to Kolick. Baseline left. Slipped it in. Igodaro slam dunk with the right hand. We're tied at 70. 20 seconds left in Milwaukee. Here comes Chucky. Across the midstripe on the right side, 13 seconds. Hepburn rocks the dribble. Kolick digs in, 10 seconds. Hepburn high screen from Kraus, 7 seconds. Hepburn with 5. Chucky deep three, left side, off the rim, no. Rebound Joplin. We are at three-quarter court heave. Off the glass, no good. We're going to overtime. Because of course we are.
Well, you can see Chucky Hepburn sizing up the defender. He knew where he wanted to be on the floor, and nothing has been too deep thus far today for Hepburn's range on his jump shot, his step-back jumper. He took this one from the left wing side, where he's had more success than the right, just didn't make it.
Oh, and also Igodaro dunk with about 20 seconds left. Tied it. Hepburn unable to get a shot to drop near the buzzer. And we have five more minutes at five serve forum, tied at 70. Now keep in mind, Crowell has four fouls, likewise Connor Resija.
You really have to credit Marquette for its inbound. A play that was designed for the Golden Eagles with Kolick setting up Igodaro for that dunk, driving him to the basket, moving him to the basket in the hoop where he was able to flush. With 6 seconds on that shot clock.
Yep, that's right. So we'll put five more minutes on the clock as the Badgers go into overtime for the second time this season. Fell at the buzzer to Kansas in the Bahamas. First overtime encounter for Marquette. Oh, David Joplin from three quarters court.
He was online with that shot.
It really was. Had to put a lot on it, coming in hot, and it hit hard off the glass. And we have free basketball at Fiserv Forum. Well, they had a terrific NBA game here last night as the Lakers got past the Bucks. And quite a college basketball game here in Milwaukee on this Saturday afternoon. With the overtime, each team gets another timeout. So for the record, Wisconsin has two, Marquette three. Both teams in the double bonus. Possession arrow, Wisconsin.
Both teams shooting 50% for the game.
But as you thought might happen, Wisconsin, after almost 70% shooting in the first half, 34% in the second. Marquette actually was better in the second half, and it was really good in the first, 52%, but 56% in the second 20. Also, Iguodaro, Stephen Crowell will jump center. As we get set for overtime, at five-serve Forum. And the tap will go to Wisconsin, and the Badgers continue to our left. Hepburn against Mitchell. Chucky will throw to Crowell on the right wing. Gives it up to Davis. Jordan at the top. Fires it off to Hepburn. Inside feed for Wall. Left of the lane. Starting to back out to Hepburn. Two-man game. Loops it in again to Wall. Low on the left. Goes up. And back rim no. Rebound off of Mitchell and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Opening minute of overtime.
Crowell was able to just keep it alive with a little tap after the miss of the Wall shot. And Marquette wound up knocking it out of bounds. Crowell has been active today, hasn't he, around the rim.
Hepburn inbounds to Crowell, left wing. Steven brings it back out high. Goes to Hepburn on the left side. Chucky against Iguodaro. Hepburn loops it into Crowell. Size advantage against Mitchell. Out to Hepburn. Inside the three-point line. Into Wall. Low on the right. Up and in for Tyler Wall. 72-70 Wisconsin. 4:18 left in overtime. Cam Jones, he has 23 today. High screen, Iguodaro, a throw to Kolick, fakes the three. Spin move, pullback dribble, mid-post right. In it goes to Jop, or to Prosper, beg your pardon, goes up missed, but he was fouled. And that's going to be assessed to Tyler Wall, and that will be his third. And Omax Prosper will go to the foul line for two. He's 3 of 4 today. 4:07 left in overtime. 72-70 Wisconsin.
Kolick causes all sorts of problems for a defense when he gets in that paint area, doesn't he, with his passing ability?
Yeah, he's right there. 8 assists. Averages 8.2 a game. First free throw is good for Omax Prosper. He now has 11 points, doing most of his work coming out of the locker room at halftime. Second free throw coming up for Prosper, trying to tie the game. Free throw on the way. It's good. We're tied at 72. 4:07 left in OT. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn against Mitchell. Right side of the front court. Throwing to Davis along the right sideline. Jordan on the wing. One dribble. The bounce for Crowell. Top of the circle. Dribble hand off the Wall. Tyler against Prosper. Throwing to Hepburn. Up top. Chucky rocking the dribble. High screen from Crowell. Hepburn into a double, almost lost the ball, finds Jordan Davis, baseline right, tripped up, lost the ball, turnover Wisconsin. 3:37 left in overtime. Tyler Kolick weaves to the front court. Another Wisconsin turnover, that's 15 of them now. With the ball is Cam Jones, high on the left. Jones to the line, that's poked away, Wall comes up with it for Wisconsin. As they trade turnovers, Hepburn to the front court. 3:20 left in overtime. Tied at 72. Wall right wing. Backs draws the double. Pivots. Feeds Klesman. Tap pass Davis. Three shot. Left corner. Off the side of the glass. It comes down to Cam Jones of Marquette. With 3:08 left in overtime. Tied at 72. Connor Asijan will check in next whistle for Wisconsin. Cam Jones sets the floor. Going to Mitchell outside left. Mitchell at the top of the circle. Leaves it for Kolick. Iguodaro the screen. Kolick turns it back out to Prosper at the right elbow. Feeds Kolick. Fakes the three. Thought about it. Now Prosper will take the three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound back out to Mitchell. Wide open three straight away. That's no good. Rebound Klesman. A break for Wisconsin. 2:30 left in overtime. Tied at 72. Hepburn to the front court as he goes through the midcourt logo. Trying to push him out as Marquette. Now it slips a pass inside to Crowell. Doubled right block. Crowell flips it to Klesman. Turned down the three off the left wing. Glides, kicks. Davis, three try, right side. He hit it. Jordan Davis goes cold-blooded. 75-72 Wisconsin. 2:05 left in overtime. Kolick off the Iguodaro screen. Foul line jumper. No rebound. Klesman for Wisconsin. And here comes Max for the Badgers, 1:55 to play. Klesman front court right side. Flips it back to Tyler Wall. 75-72 Wisconsin with a minute 45 left in overtime. Wall against Prosper. 12 to shoot. Minute 40 left in overtime. Wall puts it on the deck. In attack mode. Down the lane. To the rim. Layup good. Wall with a bucket. 77-72 Wisconsin. 91 seconds to play. Timeout. Marquette as the Badgers are up 5 with a minute 31 remaining.
I wonder if Jordan Davis saw that Asijan was getting ready to check into the game. He was seated in front of the scorer's table. You know he was coming into game 4 because it was Jordan Davis from the right wing. Got a beautiful feed from Max Klesmet, who drove, got inside that defense with dribble penetration, set up Jordan Davis wide open from the wing, and he buried the shot.
I tell you what, that is you got to love that, because on the left, the previous possession, left corner, he clipped one off the side of the glass.
Exactly.
And he came back and said, okay, that's behind me. Short memory. Let's go. And that was big.
He was also guilty of a turnover.
Yep,
he lost
yep,
the ball in
yep,
the right wing corner.
Yep,
so how are you going to bounce back? How are you going to answer? What's your response to that? His response was a three-pointer.
8 points for Jordan Davis this afternoon. A minute 31 left in overtime. Wisconsin 77, Marquette 72. Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Both teams in the double bonus. Arrow to Marquette, they say. Possession arrow Marquette.
The Golden Eagles had a couple of open threes during this stretch and just couldn't make the shot.
Giving a real clean look for Stevie Mitchell, who came in 30%.
Yeah, if anybody's going to shoot the three, you'd rather have him shooting it than some other options.
A lot of work to be done. As Marquette using the 60. What a terrific game. Talk about classic games, Wisconsin and Marquette. You're asking that a while ago. One of the games that stands out to me, Bo's first year as a head coach. We didn't know if Wisconsin was going to be much that year. Marquette had Dwayne Wade, the great Dwayne Wade, and Wisconsin won, big home court win. And what I remember is Butch Ryan shuffling onto the floor. He was so happy, Bo's father. That's one that stands out to me. There's a lot of them, but that's one.
I remember one here in Milwaukee where Josh Gosser forced a turnover in the final seconds to preserve a three-point lead for Wisconsin. Marquette never had a chance to tie.
How will this one end? To be determined. Badgers up 5, a minute 31 to play. Tyler Kolick will inbound. Front court sideline left. Into Joplin. Hands it back to Kolick. Off at Iguodaro's screen. Gets it right side to Prosper. And poked away by Wall. Prosper gets it back in the lane. He's in trouble. Out to Joplin, top of the circle. Davis covers him up. Joplin right of the lane to Kolick. Baseline right. Kolick cuts in the paint. Out to Joplin. Contested three. Right side. No good. Rebound. Whistle. Inside. Foul called. I think that was Davis tying up old Max Prosper. And that's 4 on Jordan Davis. A minute 12 to play. Free throws coming up for Prosper with the Badgers up by 5.
And Prosper 5 of 6 from the stripe today.
12 points, 5 rebounds. Olivier Maxence Prosper. Omax Prosper.
He started out Clemson, didn't he?
Yep.
Didn't do much there before transferring.
First free throw for Prosper is good. Got played 22 games for the Tigers a couple of years back, including a couple of starts. 77-73 Wisconsin. Second free throw for Prosper on the way and straight in. 77-74 Wisconsin. A minute 12 to play. And here comes Tyler Wall. And Prosper walking him across the midstripe. Wall to the front court. Tyler pounds a dribble. Right hand hip high. 1 minute left in overtime. 3-point lead Wisconsin. 15 to shoot, 57 to play. Wall continues to operate the dribble. Now left of the lane, stops at the elbow. Penetrates Tyler in the paint. Out to Jordan Davis, baseline right. Back out the wall, right side for 3. It's off the back rim, no good. Cam Jones a rebound. 40 seconds left, 77-74 Wisconsin. Jones at the top, Iguodaro the screen. Jones a step back 3 for the tie. It's good, we're tied at 77. Down to 30 seconds left in overtime. Hepburn in the backcourt. Chucky to the front court. Timeout Wisconsin as Marquette makes up a five-point deficit. Tied at 77. 26.1 to play. 24 to shoot for Wisconsin.
Cold-blooded three from Cam Jones. That's his fourth triple of the day. 26 points. It's a career high for Cam Jones. I didn't like the shot by Tyler Wall at the opposite end. A little bit outside of his range and not a high percentage shot within his own game. Marquette would be more than happy to let him take that shot again.
Cam Jones on fire from distance today and of late. 4 of 6 this afternoon. 14 of his last 27 he has hit from beyond the three-point line. One timeout left for Wisconsin. Two for Marquette. Marquette the possession arrow. Wisconsin will have the basketball. 26.1 in the game clock. 24 in the shot clock. Tied at 77.
Over the years, Greg Gard's been pretty good diagramming plays out of these situations, hasn't he? Coming
yes.
out of a timeout.
Ready to isolate Wall, see what he could do. Hepburn with 19 points. Connor Esegin out there. He has 12. Wall, Hepburn, Esegin, Crowell, and Klesmet for Wisconsin. Max Prosper in the face of Tyler Wall. Front court sideline right. Stevie Mitchell has the assignment on Hepburn. Tyler Kolick, Cam Jones out there for Marquette. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Here we go. 23 seconds left. Hepburn cradles the ball off the left hip. Mitchell defends. 15 to shoot, 17 to play. Hepburn left-hand hip-high dribble. Just outside the center circle. 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn a high screen from Wall. Picked up by Prosper on a switch. Hepburn baseline left. Driving. Feeds Klesmet. Bobbles. Gets it back. Up right hand. Rolls in. And the Badgers lead by two. Timeout Marquette with 3.5 seconds to play. As Max Klesmet gives Wisconsin the lead 79-77.
Klesmet seemingly came out of nowhere to bail out Chucky Hepburn. Who got the baseline. It wasn't easy getting there because they were looking to trap Hepburn. But he was able to drive the baseline. The Cardinals in any defense, and there was Klesmet who had presented himself in the paint for the pass, the dime, and the finish.
Danced on the rim a little bit, so 3.5 to play. Badgers up two. Shaka Smart using a timeout. He still has one left. Keep that in mind.
Well, you knew the Golden Eagles were going to spend most of their energy trying to chase down Hepburn. What you didn't know would be Klesmet, who would follow Hepburn into the paint and be the receiver for the pass and the finisher on the layup.
13 for Max Klesmet today. So now if you're Marquette, a three will win it for you. A two can send it to yet another overtime.
Well, there's the one guy, Wisconsin, obviously will have to pay attention to is Cam Jones because he can burn you either or. He can get to the rim and draw a foul, and he's been pretty proficient from the three-point line today, 4 of 6.
Crowell, Davis, Wall, Klesmet, and Hepburn for Wisconsin. Kolick, Mitchell, Joplin, Prosper, Cam Jones for Marquette. Stephen Crowell will be in the face of Tyler Kolick. So you get a seven-footer on the man throwing it inbounds. 3.5 seconds left in overtime. Wisconsin 79, Marquette 77. And now Greg Gard seeing the alignment will use his final timeout as the chess match will continue. Anybody having fun yet? Yeah, I hear you. Check back in 3.5 seconds.
Well, this is what you want out of it. A state rivalry type of situation where the fans get into it, maybe more so than even the players nowadays. Used to be different, I thought. I thought there was a little bit more intensity in the locker rooms than maybe now. They know
yeah.
it's a big game, don't get me wrong. But it used to stoke the emotions more so in different eras. Would you not agree?
Yeah, no, I think it's fair. Yo Patricus was talking about that before the game. Jeff Patricus, I told him, I mean, fans would be disappointed to hear that. But, you know, Greg Gard got along with Steve Wojciechowski. I think they get along with Shaka Smart. Maybe not now, but when the horn sounds and the game is over. Yeah, I was talking with Greg about this rivalry earlier in the week, and he has embraced it. He said, yeah, you know, get it. Blood pressure goes up for a day or so, and then it comes back down, and you go about your business. And for Wisconsin, the business, the Big Ten. For Marquette, the business, the Big East. It's a terrific college basketball game this afternoon here in Milwaukee, and it's not over yet. 3.5 seconds left in overtime. Wisconsin 79, Marquette 77. Remember, both teams are in the double bonus. Tyler Kolek will inbound. He can roam here off the bucket. Steven Crowell with the four fouls. David Joplin in the backcourt may be ready to set a screen here as the officials step in. They're just trying to get everything organized right now, including their own positioning, the guys with the whistles. Here we go. Kolek in the backcourt. Looking inbound. Roams to his left. Davis will pick him up. Baseball pass, and it is picked off by Tyler Wall, and he is fouled with 2.4 seconds to play. Wall to the free throw line with a chance to seal it. Badgers lead 79-77.
Well, like a quarterback who is on one page of the playbook, the receiver may not have been on that same page, and the receiver, intended receiver, was Cam Jones. Better just overthrow.
Yeah.
That might have been a possibility, too.
Tyler Wall, one of two at the free throw line today. He has 14.7 rebounds, an 82% foul shooter coming into the contest. Takes his rhythm, dribbles, eyes the rim, bends the knees. First free throw, round and out, no good. Marquette still alive. 2.4 seconds left in overtime. One more coming for Tyler Wall, trying to give his team a three-point lead. Second free throw on the way. It's good. Badgers lead by three. Timeout Marquette with 2.4 seconds left in overtime. 80-77 Wisconsin. So the split for Wall keeps Marquette in business.
All right, so the last inbounds, the intent at least, appeared to be Tyler Kolek hitting Cam Jones past the timeline, but that went awry when the ball was thrown a little bit too high and wide of Jones. It was intercepted by Tyler Wall, and he made one of two. So now you have to come up with a different script, don't you?
Yeah.
Shaka Smart.
Well, what you always try to do, right, Bo Ryan, which we would talk to him about all the time, if you could get somebody
moving
with
forward.
Momentum,
yep.
Ben Brust, you know, get somebody with momentum and defensively, as Bo would always talk about, Greg Gard too, you try to be a pillar, make him go side to side if you can. 2.4 seconds left in overtime. Wisconsin 80, Marquette 77.
Based solely on his lob just before the end of the first half, I tried to get the ball to David Joplin.
Mm-hmm. He's a very good three-point shooter. Kolek will be inbounding. Again, Crow will be in his face. Prosper is deep as well. He's just to the right of Crow. Marquette has to go the distance. Kolek glides to his left, winds it up, sends it. It is picked off by Wall, and the Badgers win it here in Milwaukee. Wow, what a game here at Fiserv Forum. I think both teams mean business this season. The Badgers survive 3 points better here this afternoon.
This had to be one of the more entertaining games in this long series, and maybe there have been other games that meant more nationally. It doesn't matter. Today it was just an out-and-out battle between these two schools and the competitors on the floor, and so many different twists and turns to the game as well. The sidebars, you know, that's that little story that accompanies the main lead. Well, there are plenty of sidebars today, whether it be the wild cards of someone like Mary McGee coming off the bench and scoring his first points for Wisconsin, really giving the Badgers a lift in the first half, or whether it be the storyline of Chucky Hepburn, who didn't miss a shot in the first half and then spent a whole lot of time on the bench or on the floor in the second half. Didn't come back until what, a little six over,
yeah.
six and change. He got back into the game.
The Greg Gard theme, it takes everybody, and that was in effect here today. Just a terrific college basketball game here in downtown Milwaukee. The Badgers with a happy bus ride home as a three-point winner. Your final score, Wisconsin 80, Marquette 77. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Game goes into overtime. You wonder what you got left in the tank. I think both teams showed they had a lot left in the tank, but the Badgers emerged 3 points better here today and knocking off Marquette 80-77. The Badgers with four players in double figures, led by Chucky Hepburn. But Mike, as you mentioned, I mean, you needed, you know, Kamari McGee, those 5 points, his minutes mattered. Jordan Davis, 8 points, they needed them all. And Max Klusman with 13, including what proved it to be the game winner.
Yeah, as sterling as Hepburn was as a scorer, it was his assist, right, on the drive to the rim, into the paint, broke down the defense, got penetration, dribble penetration, and that was Klusman just moving without the ball, presenting himself to Chucky, who dropped it off, and Klusman got the roll on the rim. Turned out to be a huge basket, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. Boy, you talk about, we referenced it, the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about this rivalry, and this chapter, a real good one here today. Obviously a little biased with the ending, but I think both teams showed that they've got the chops to have themselves really, really good seasons. And the Badgers get the ride home with two Big Ten games now ahead for Greg Gard's group. Wisconsin a winner, 80-77. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept.
when something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Unlock big savings at Menards during the home improvement sale. Add style and security with Schlage lock sets. Coordinate the look of your home's decor with complementing finishes and styles. Menards carries over 50.